Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, October 9, 2017, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, hello, everyone, and happy fall season to you. You know, I see outside right here in Atlanta that the leaves are finally turning that beautiful shade of yellow and orange, and it's just always just such a beautiful time of the year to me. And I allow this time of year to always remind me that just as the leaves are falling, I need to fall into more successful techniques, more ways to fall into my very own success. And that's how I kind of look at it. And honestly, every season I start thinking about, what do I need to do to grow my business, to generate more money, to make things happen even faster for myself as I move forward into my very own success? And I want you to think that very same way. Listen, I trust that you all had a productive weekend and that on yesterday, which is Sunday, that you took the time to review your calendar and ensure that all activities and tasks are scheduled to support your goals for this week. Now, you did identify what goals you needed to accomplish by Friday, right? Well, ladies, if you didn't, do so immediately following this show. I want you to hold a priority and take immediate and swift action on creating tasks, activities that are specifically going to help you in generating more money. And that can't happen if you have a calendar full of activities that are working against that. So this is why it's so important that you get a really good grip on your daily calendar, that you make sure every Sunday that you are checking and asking yourself this question: what are my goals for this coming Friday? What would I like to see accomplished by then? So on last Monday, as we brought in the theme, getting new clients, I shared with all of you some of the things that I was doing to really move forward with seeing a lot of things happen in my business. And so I've been hiring my very own virtual assistant to help me with certain parts of the business. And so that's very important to understand. And so today I'm going to be sharing with you in the lineup, I'm going to be sharing with you, you know, how do you begin to know what do you need help with, okay? And we're going to talk about that a little bit more. I got a lot of emails from individuals asking me to go back over that part about, you know, how do you create that power team and how do you know what you need help with? So I'm going to slow it down and go over that a little, just a little bit. Again, our theme for October is getting new clients. We're in the midst of fourth quarter 2017, and, of course, it's time for you to get better focused and bring in some money, right? I mean, who doesn't want money? If you don't want money, just hang up on this show, because we are all about creating success. We are all about bringing in additional streams of revenue into our lives. You know, I really liken money right up there to some of the most important things to us, like breathing, like air, like having light, some water, like life itself. And the reason being is money in and of itself is not the important thing, but it's how we are generating the money and what we're doing to enhance our lives. And, of course, that's always going to bring about some money. But it is important. It's important to us because all around the world, if you don't have money, you cannot survive. And that is just the truth. And, of course, then you can take it one step further and you can look at it like this. If you don't have certain amounts of money, then you will miss out on other things like better health care, right? And it's been a proven fact that individuals who have a high net worth or high income, most of the time they live longer because they have the money to see, physicians, to see specialists, and to, prevent other diseases from coming along. So money is very important. And I think oftentimes as women, we dance in and all around that money thing. We want what money can provide as far as getting us the things, the material things that we need. But sometimes in business, we jump around that topic and we have an issue with telling our clients or our prospective clients how much we charge. So I want to just appeal to all of you who are listening today is to embrace the fact that it is definitely okay to want to make more money. It's definitely okay to want to be wealthy. It's definitely okay to want it pushed down, shaken together, and falling over. It's okay. And you don't have to hide that. You don't have to hide that you want to make more money. And I say this because a large majority of business women oftentimes have this issue, and many of them who have overcome the issue will tell others that, hey, I had this issue, and it wasn't until I got over it, until I recognized that money is important to me, that I am trying to make it, then that is when I began to realize that I had to do something to generate that revenue. So let's all agree that it's okay as businesswomen to want to make more money, to want to be successful financially as well as in other ways, okay? They're very important. Today I've got a really, really good topic in coinciding with our theme, getting new clients. I'm going to be talking about ways to increase your mailing list. You know, truly it all starts with you filling your pipeline with fresh new contacts, and if you don't have many, it's where you should start. Now, our book club book of the month is very important to our theme this month of October, so I need for you to get yourself a copy of this book. It's called Get Clients Now by C.J. Hayden, and I'll be referring often and reading excerpts from the book. So, again, make sure you get your copy, follow along, and then take action from what you are reading, okay? Additional things on our lineup today, of course, I'm not going to forget to give you the 5 questions to spark your abundance. We're going to talk about more ideas on holiday marketing, and I'm going to be reading your book I just mentioned, Get Clients Now. Today, I'm going to back up a little bit and go back on page 17, and we're going to talk about what actually goes into a strategy, right? And we're going to talk about, or I'm going to be reading for you excerpts from that, and then we're going to go right into also in the book strategy, direct contact and follow-up. So that's on page 17, so definitely mark your Get Clients Now book for that section. And then, of course, we'll go right into our topic on ways to increase your mailing list. So we're going to have a really good show today. And if you can, go ahead right now and flash over on another line and call at least one other businesswoman that you know needs encouragement, motivation, inspiration. She's trying to grow her business just like you. Call her and bless her life today and say, hey, get on Successful Woman Radio Show. The dial-in is 347-637-2589. Again, for those of you with a pen in hand, it's 347-637-2589. If you are in front of your computer listening from your desktop or your smart device, then please go ahead and type in on your favorite social media, listen to Successful Woman Radio now, and then just type the phone number, 347-637-2589. If you want to type out the web address so that they can listen from their smart device or desktop, it is blogtalkradio.com/successwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Again, it's blogtalkradio.com/successwomanradio, spelled all the way out. So we've been having, over the years, a lot of people sharing with us ways they listen to the show. And, of course, as technology begins to advance even more, there are going to be more and more ways that you can participate and listen to Successful Woman Radio. Recently, I had someone to email to share with me that they were at the doctor's office, and that the doctor's office was so crowded, and they really wanted to listen to the show, and it dawned on them that I mentioned that they could listen from their phone. So they got their phone, and they pulled up the internet and went directly to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, and they said they were able to hear the show perfectly from their headset on their phone. So again, you know, you can listen in so many different ways. And I know there are a lot of you who are listeners who are at work right now and you're listening with your headset while you're working. So, again, thanks so much for all of my long-term listeners and for all of those people who are new to the show. I really, really appreciate you. And it makes me feel so good when I get emails, when I get people, you know, texting me and letting me know that what I am sharing with you not only is valuable, but a lot of people are telling me that they're putting it into action and it is definitely working for them. For those of you that are new to the show, just quickly, Successful Woman Radio is, of course, all about providing women in business with a positive environment where you can be motivated, encouraged, and inspired to create a successful life generating the income you desire. Now, who doesn't want that? I know that I do, right? What about you? So make sure you mark your calendar for every single Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, information that you can put to use right away. Now, if you'd like to listen to some of our previous broadcasts, like if you want to listen to the start of our thing, Getting New Clients, then you can go directly to our show website, which is successfulwomanradio.com. And, of course, in the right-hand column, you'll find our Blog Talk player there. Just click the play button on the broadcast date you'd like to listen to, and you can do it on your smart device or on your desktop as well. Well, ladies, I want to just let you know that I have been fervently working on any of the habits that I have that have been holding me back from really getting my business and myself to that next level. I've recognized, and I think I've shared this on quite a few shows, I've recognized that there were some habits that I picked back up. Don't know why. Not even going to worry about why right now, but there are some habits that I picked back up that were causing me to procrastinate on some things, that were causing me not to push forward in my business. And so just as I recommend to other clients that I coach, I had to take a dose of my own coaching medicine, and I had to put some things into action. So what I'm doing right now is I'm writing down some habits that I notice I've fallen back into that really are not working for me. One of the things that I've noticed is that I have increased watching television. There are a lot of good series out there right now, and of course, I've got Netflix right there on my iPad, and it's so easy to just pop those on. And so what I decided to do with that is, again, I normally don't watch television at all during the my working hours. But what I decided to do is go on a television-free fast this week, you know, to get myself back into that mode, because I need that time. I need that time, those hours that I donate to television, I need to repurpose those hours back to my business, because it's just that important to me. I need to hold that priority. Maybe some of you have been watching too much television too, and you need to repurpose your watching hours back to your business. So very, very important. The other thing that I noticed about my habits is that I found myself taking a long time just to do one or two things, and I had to ask myself, why is that? Why is it taking me so long to write out a paragraph or to make a follow-up call? What is the problem? And what I realized is that it's taking me long because I had taken myself out of the system in the way that I was doing things. I was just, you know, so busy being busy that I was just, as it came to my mind, I was trying to do it. But there has to be a system from for every favor, for the way you do everything. So what I'm doing now is getting myself back on track by going over my workflow and making sure that I know what I'm supposed to be doing daily, weekly, or what have you. And, of course, that has a lot to do with whatever role you're playing. If you're going to be playing the labor role or the manager role or the entrepreneur visionary role during certain times of the week or day, then you need to make sure that you're clear on how that's going to happen. Just wanted to share that with you because I know a lot of you are going through not having clarity right now about what you're supposed to be doing, where you're supposed to be at in your business. And so, again, oftentimes you can track it back to the fact that you don't have clear and concise workflow systems. You can track it back to that you do have habits working against what you are trying to do. So what I want everybody to do right now, and I hope you have a pen and a notepad, shame on you if you don't, because as you know, with Successful Woman Radio, we're all about imparting knowledge to the listeners. So if you have a pen and a notepad, what I want you to do right now is I want you to write out one habit that you feel you need to rid yourself of so that you can push forward more successfully in your business. Just one habit, okay? Write out one habit. And then in just a little bit, I'm going to open up the lines, and I want you to share that habit, okay? I've just shared my habit with you, so I want you to share the habit with the listeners. And I think it's important for us to share sometimes because sometimes when we verbally call out things and declare that we're going to do something about it, it helps us to actually do just that. So it's very, very important to do that. So in a little bit, I am going to be asking you to press star one on your telephone and share at least one habit that you know you need to eliminate, you need to rid yourself of so that you can be more successful in your business. And, you know, I just shared, I'm giving up television for the week. I'm getting ready to go on my TV fast so that I can donate and contribute those hours, repurpose them back to me and my business. Very, very important. Another habit, by the way, that I want to share with you guys is that I need to get my behind consistently exercising. Nothing heavy, you know. It's not like I need to run a marathon, right? But it's just simply walking 15 minutes twice a day. That's all I'm committing to. But it's going to help because you can't be successful and then get ready to experience your success, but you're out of breath. You're not healthy, right? No, we have to put that to the curb. And so, again, everybody right now, one habit that you're going to rid yourself of that you want to start working on so that you can have more success in your business. It is 12:18 after the hour, and if you're just signing in or logging in or dialing in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show, moving right on into those questions to spark your abundance, five of them that I share every single Monday. Here's question number one. Who would I like my customer or client to be this week? Again, who would I like my customer or client to be this week? Keeping in mind that we just shouldn't be sitting back waiting for somebody to click a button or fill out a form all the time. We should be going out there as businesswomen, as CEOs, as leaders, we should be going to at least two networking events weekly, two. And I know that sounds like a lot, but it is important for us to do that. Now, I've had a lot of people in the past to say to me, well, Trina, you know, two networking events a week, that could be like $50 to $75 a week. Yep, you're absolutely right. It could be. However, it is 100% tax deductible, okay? And I can guarantee you by the end of the year, when you look at how much money you have spent, look at what your the gross amount of dollars you have brought into your business, you are going to pay taxes on a certain percentage of that. And that percentage is all of that which you didn't claim, okay? Because after you deduct all of your expenses, whatever is left over is your net cash flow, and trust me, you're going to pay taxes on that. So you need to go ahead and start thinking smart and savvy and realize that whatever you do for your business, whatever you invest for your business, that is 100%, and you should want to do that. Here's question number two. what can I do to generate cash this week? So where there is that word cash, I want you to replace it with the actual dollar amount, okay? And in question number three, it's what can I do to be a better leader this week? This question is so very, very important. Why? Because your leadership skills, your leadership abilities has everything to do with how successful you are. Here's number four. What prospects or possible collaborations can I follow up with this week? Well, again, we go right back to, you know, going out there and going to networking events. And so what those networking events are is opportunities for you to connect with people who may be interested in what you have to offer. And you should go, again, at least twice a week to some function, right? So now networking can be a formal networking event where it's planned, or it could be a community event. The key here is to identify ways to connect with people. So very, very important. And lastly, here's number five. What are ways I can market and promote my business this week? Again, what are ways that I can market and promote my business this week? I think this is a very, very important thing because, you know, marketing your business, of course, it's required of you if you want to be successful. But a lot of the times, businesswomen aren't quite clear on how they should market their business. I think it's because we know owners as CEOs of our companies to really understand the marketing process and to clearly understand what all goes into marketing. And the one thing that I do want to share with you is that I think it's important for you as a solo entrepreneur, as a micro business owner, that you realize that you've got to get marketing down pat for your business. Your knowledge in marketing, even if you have somebody else to do many of the marketing techniques for you to implement those, you still need to be understanding why you're marketing, who you're marketing to, what your target audience is, what your marketing budget is going to be. You still got to understand all of those things. So very, very important. And it's not going to happen by osmosis, right? It's not going to happen naturally all the time. It's going to happen when you make a clear, concise decision to start putting it in your planner to have some learning time for your marketing strategy, right? Try to figure out what does marketing mean for you. Very, very important. By the way, I did a survey a while back. It's been a few years ago, and I asked business women, you know, how do you know that you're marketing correctly? And so, and you know, and it was kind of like a check off if you do this or that. And I had quite a few people who made comments that they normally just copied what they saw other people doing often, right? Now, it's nothing wrong with, you know, using the same process, but if you don't know what your target audience is, you don't know if it's going to work or not. And especially if someone's in a different industry than you and you are adopting their marketing strategy, or you're adopting a piece of what they are doing marketing-wise, well, you can't do that. You've got to know exactly what you should be doing, how you should be marketing based on your industry. Totally, totally different. So I want to remind you all that if you are not in touch with your industry association, check it out. Check out to see if there is one. For example, if you did gift baskets, there is a gift basket association. If you do traveling, for travel, the travel industry has a travel industry association where they help set the standards for travel. Why? Because these associations, right, most of the time, if you belong to the right type of association, they've already did a lot of the legwork, the footwork for you in knowing about the different statistics in your industry, knowing who your target audience is, the best way to market. They already have done that. And so you need to be paying attention to it. And then also, a lot of times those associations will feature or highlight successful businesses in your industry, which allows you to then go and do your due diligence and research that individual. Go and look at their website, how they've got it structured. That, get on their mailing list. Introduce yourself to them and let them know that you're excited about reading their feature article in the association. So, again, associations are very, very important. For some people, it may be called a trade association. Okay, it depends on what type of business you have. But definitely check it out. And for those of you who are in network marketing or multi-level marketing, there are great industry resources out there for you now. All you need to do is go to Google and put in ways to grow my network marketing business, and you are going to run into a lot of very, very good, solid resources for the network marketing industry. So very, very important. Well, it is 12:25 after the hour, and I want to go ahead now and go right into our book club book of the month. And again, if you have not picked, really need for you to, because we pretty much for the rest of this year, we are going to be covering getting new clients, which started in October. So make sure you check out SuccessfulWomanRadio.com if you need to listen to our very first episode for this month, right? Well, the book that I chose really coincides with our theme, and so this is why you need to get your copy, is Get Clients Now by C.J. Hayden. And it's an excellent book. I've read the book maybe about three or four times, and I am really going over it fine tooth and nail here, making sure that I understand all of the concepts that CJ is sharing with us, and I am just like having aha moments all over the place. So I know that you will too. I'm going to be backing up a little bit because last week I do believe I read from about page 32, somewhere around that, yeah, page 31, where do you start the marketing and sales cycle, because I wanted to explain that. So I'm going to back up and go on page 17 now that we understand that cycle. And I want to go into the topic of what goes into a strategy, okay? The author says, think of marketing strategies as the highest level organizing principle for your marketing and sales activities. She says, when you are trying to decide if you should spend more effort on networking or publicity, for example, remember that networking is ranked as more effective. If you are wondering whether to plunk down a large sum of money for an ad special, ask first what that money would buy if you spent it on promoting yourself as a public speaker. Every strategy is made up, she says, of one or more tactics, or to put it another way, you use specific tactics to execute a chosen strategy. After the definition of each strategy in the following sections is a list of tactics you might use to employ them. And she says part three of this book contains detailed marketing recipes that will tell you just how to use all of these tactics that she's sharing. The description of marketing strategies that follow, she says, will help you begin to consider what activities you will be including in your Get Clients Now program. Don't worry, she says, about selecting specific tactics at this point. Focus on the overall strategies and think about which ones might work best for you. Now, I'm reading that because I want each of you to realize that this book, Get Clients Now, is really a 28-day marketing program, okay? And so what I want to do is rather than say, hey, we're starting day one of 28 days now, what I want you to do is you have to come up with your own schedule of when you're going to start your 28 days through this book. But I am just highlighting and pointing out things to you so that you have a better understanding of how the book flows and how to get more clients should flow, right? Okay, she talks about in your strategy direct contact and follow-up. She says direct contact means making personal contact with a prospective client by phone, in person, or by mail, fax, or email. To get results, your first contact must truly your first contact must be truly personal, not a form letter or broadcast email. If you make contact in writing, personalize your communication by addressing it to a specific person and mentioning some issue you know he or she is facing. If you don't do this, you are merely generating direct mail, which is an advertising strategy. So let me point out something that she said, which is really important. She says direct contact means making personal contact with the individual. Okay, she says it has to be where you're actually communicating with them in person, by mail, by text, by fax, or by email. This is very important to understand because she's saying if you don't do this the very first time, then it's not going to be as effective. And I think this is where the first breakdown occurs when businesswomen have a tendency to start reaching out. They reach out automatically through email, and they send like a mass email, but that is just not the way to do it. She says after your initial contact, again, more impersonal communications like mailings or e-signs can become effective follow-up techniques. But for interested prospects, use these tactics as a supplement to personal contact, not as a substitute. So again, in communications, your first line of communications with an individual should be verbal, okay? It really should be verbal, meaning you call the person, you say hello to them, hi, how are you doing? Now, those of you that say, well, I've got, you know, 500 to 1,000 people in my contact list, well, we're talking about moving forward. If you move forward each new week, you should have a whole new list of new people that you need to connect with. If you go to networking events, you're going to walk away with at least 5 to 10 business cards, and you need to call those people. Now, one of the main reasons why, and you will learn a little bit later in the book, is that you've got to qualify these people as prospects, right? You've got to qualify them. Very, very important. So we just read what goes into strategy and direct contact between the two. So you know that in direct contact, it means you're verbally talking to that person, right? Or you have sent them some type of customized form of communication. And you know that follow-up, on the other hand, is all of those things that you use to follow up behind what you've said. It could be e-newsletters, it could be a text message, it could be different things that you have used, that you use in your arsenal of follow-up tools, right? But initial contact must be direct, and it should be. I would recommend it definitely being verbal. So let's go take a look at the tactics for direct contact and follow-up, which can be found on page 18. Okay, here are the different tactics. The first one, she says, is cold calling. This is when you call a complete stranger on the phone, and she says it works best if you have a reason to believe the person needs your service, and you can tell her why no information, and you can tell her why with no information from her. So, you know, oftentimes with cold calling, you might have, like, you may have purchased a mailing list or some other type of list that you have privy to. So that's the first type of tactic. Nobody's saying to use cold calling at this point. I'm just sharing with you the different tactics that she's giving us a definition to. The next call, warm calling. Call people with whom you have some connection. Someone you have met before, someone who has been referred to you, or someone who belongs to a professional or personal community where you are a member. So networking events fall right in line with that warm calling, right? Because if they've handed you a business card and you talk to them, you're not best friends, no, but there has been an initial contact already. And then the next type of contact is lunch or coffee with your prospects. An excellent follow-up strategy when your services are expensive or difficult to explain or the sales cycle is long. Now, pay attention to that, you know, because she's saying that when you have services that are expensive, and you will have to determine what that means for you. But she says you definitely are going to have to go that extra line with inviting them out for lunch or coffee and being able to have established that one-on-one rapport, okay? Here's another tactic, in-person or phone appointments. What many people do to present their service in detail may lead to a proposal or directly to a sale. Now, this is one of the most popular tactics used, which is to get them to agree with doing a phone conversation with you, okay? Here's another one, personal letters and email. She says, send a personal letter by postal mail or email to a hot prospect. This is extremely effective when it is truly personal and not just a ball of plate, and it's coupled with a follow-up phone call. Now, with this type of thing, if you are sending out a personal email, and you have a, let's say you do have a custom, a template, your template should be written in such a way that you can actually customize a couple of the paragraphs to really relate to the other individual. So important, right? So if I email someone and say, hey, it was nice meeting you at ABC networking event. I enjoyed talking with you about ways to grow your business. You know, I want to customize it a little bit. I might say attached is a great article that I just read on five ways to grow your home-based business. I hope you enjoy it like I did. You want to really customize it, okay? Very, very important. The next type is an announcement card or a letter. If you're just starting out, this is a great way, she says, to let everyone know what you're doing. Follow up with phone calls. Very, very important. So if you just started your business or if you have a new product or a new service in your business, an announcement card or an announcement letter or email is a great way to do that. She says, nice to meet you notes. When you meet someone and collect her business card, send a note. Include marketing literature if it seems appropriate. Now, notice she says if it seems appropriate because you don't want to throw in the whole kit and caboodle and overwhelm somebody with all of your marketing material before you've had the chance to establish whether or not they're interested, right? So be careful with that. But, you know, handwritten notes still go a long way. E-cards go a long way. It's very, very important. But I get a handwritten note every blue moon, and when I do, it really, in my mind, it really goes much further than the email. So, again, keep in mind with that. Sending articles or web links. Keep in touch with prospects in a non-threatening way by mailing articles or forwarding links to websites they might find useful. Very important. Then she says, send invitations. Invite prospects to a meeting or seminar you are planning to go to anyway. It's an excuse to contact them without selling to them. So I've used this one quite often. It really does work when you have someone that may be in business, say, for example, as well, and you're inviting them to go to a new networking event with you or what have you. Give them the opportunity to get new contacts, and it gives you the ability to really develop that relationship. Okay, reminder postcard. She says, when your list of contacts become large, do a mailing to remind people you're around. Cards can be easier and cheaper even than an e-newsletter. So one of the things that's happening now in our technology world is that people are being bombarded so much in their emails with a lot of stuff. A lot of business owners are also adding postcards back to their way of connecting with individuals. I've started doing that, and I have started getting results again with that as well. And, you know, it doesn't have to always be full-color postcards. It could be cardstock paper in bright colors like lime and orange or what have you. Okay, she lists newsletters and e-zines or e-newsletters, a powerful follow-up technique when your service provides valuable information. And then she also uses as a tactic email autoresponders and broadcast. When people make contact via your website, set up an automated sequence of emails to provide additional information and follow up with them over time. So all of these things that she recommends, you're not having to do all of them. What she's giving you is a list of follow-up activities that you can select from, that you can adopt, that you can start reaching out to new prospects, okay? But again, all of this is not going to be any good, ladies, if you're not out there, right? If you're not out there prospecting, connecting, and going to at least two networking events weekly, okay, if you don't know what those networking events should be or are, you don't know where to turn to, I would suggest that you go to meetup.com for your local area. You can put in your zip code, and it'll show you any meeting that's possibly available in your area if that meeting has signed up with Meetup, right? You can also go to Eventbrite, and you can put in your area and search for events based on Eventbrite as well. So, again, I want to encourage you to make sure that you go to at least two networking events on a weekly basis. And that's just hands down. I used to say one, but honestly, you should be going to a minimum of two, okay? And last but not least, she talked about networking and referral building in this particular section. She says, don't limit your picture of what networking means to circulating through a room, exchanging business cards. A broader view of networking is creating a pool of contacts from which you can draw clients, referrals, resources, ideas, and information. You can network by phone and online as well as in person. Some of the people you meet through networking will be prospective clients, but you will also make other valuable contacts, just as you would follow up with a prospect by placing a call, she says, or suggesting lunch. You can build your network of colleagues and referral partners in the same way. She says you don't have to wait for word of mouth to build in order to start getting referrals. You can seek out potential referral partners by identifying people who are in contact with your target market and getting to know them. An initial meeting or conversation, you can stay in touch using some of the same tactics as shown for direct contact and follow-up. So I just shared with those with you, okay? And so we're going to be talking about networking a little bit more next week because it is a pivotal part of you gaining more clients. Very, very important. It's 12:41 after the hour, and you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. Okay, at this time, I want to go ahead and open up the lines. Remember when I asked you all to write down at least one habit that you were going to work on eliminating to help you push your business forward and grow it better? What was that habit that you wrote down? Go ahead and press *1 on your phone keypad, and I will then be able to unmute you, and you can share. Again, I shared with you guys earlier that I'm working on eliminating as many television hours as I can and repurposing those hours back to my business because I did notice that my television watching had increased greatly, okay? And I do have a tendency to do that when I run away from having to do things or when I'm feeling overwhelmed about things. I'll have a tendency, without even realizing it, the habit's embedded. So I have to eliminate that habit. I have to get rid of that habit. So as soon as I recognize it, I'm doing something about it. What about you? What's your one habit that you should have written down that you feel you need to work on in order to, have a better chance of succeeding in your business if you could just rid yourself of this habit? Now, many of you are going to have more than one because I know that I do. So what was your habit? Press *1 on your phone keypad now. And here's what I'm going to do to sweeten up the pot, get people participating, okay? I just wrote a wonderful report called Workflow Makeover. It is how to make over your workflow. So I am going to be emailing out that report on tomorrow to those individuals who press *1 and who share with me what their habit is that they're going to be eliminating. Okay, I see the first person now. The last four of your phone number is 7840, 7840. Okay, you are live on the air right now. Give us your name and the city you're calling from and your habit.
Good afternoon. This is Dr. Angie. This is Dr. Angie of Boston. Fine, thank you. I'm in Atlanta,
Angie.
Georgia. Yeah, how are
Wonderful.
You?
Wonderful. And I'm good. Nice to hear your voice. So tell us, what is your habit that you feel that you're going to eliminate and work on?
Most of the time, I give my clients or customers I come across my card without getting their number. And another one is that I do not follow up as much as I should. But the question I wanted to ask is, how do I, is there any source of capital somebody can get? Is there any reliable place to get capital?
Okay, well, what you'll do, Dr. Angie, is if you go to our website, you can request a power talk with me, and we can brainstorm on ways on how to follow up and better work your contacts, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay. Thank you, and that was Dr. Angie Ibosi. And she says she definitely wants to start working her contacts better. Who else do we have? Press star 1 if you would like to share. What habit do you have? You know that you need to eliminate it so that you can move forward and work better in your business. Maybe you need to have more clarity, but there's a habit that you have that's not allowing you to have that clarity. You've got to figure that out. Start 1, and of course, I just wrote this wonderful report called Workflow Makeover, and it's all about how to easily create your workflow for your business. So hopefully you guys will want that. You press star 1, so I will go ahead and leave the line available for you to press star 1 and think about it. Sometimes we don't want to share our habits or what we think might be holding us back or what we need to work on. But, you know, I freely share mine. I try to be as transparent as possible, not only because I want to be that way, but being that way helps me in making it work and making it happen, being able to admit that I have an issue with a particular habit helps me to work on that habit and not feel ashamed or embarrassed about it, but it helps me to work on that. And I've learned that over the years, that admitting things, sharing things is a great way to write over what the problem is in your subconscious mind. Because as long as you keep it inside, as long as you might have fear about sharing it, or as long as you don't want to share it, or as long as you say you don't have any problems, but you're still not getting the results you want, then you've got to go back to the drawing board and figure it all out. Well, I want to go ahead right now and go right into talking about 5 ways to increase your mailing list. This is very important because without a mailing list, you cannot grow your business. You can't have new clients. It's literally impossible to do that. And so a lot of people don't realize that. And to this very day, some people have been running their business for 5 years and still only have like 35, 40 people on their mailing list. Again, one of the most important aspects of getting new clients is that you have to first have a list of contacts that you'll be able to communicate with and sending out information, okay? So I want you all to remember this phrase and let it remind you of the importance of connecting with new people consistently. Here it is, very easy to remember. It's no contact, no prospects, okay? No contacts, no prospects, okay? And that's just the simple truth of it is, okay? You can kiss goodbye getting fresh new prospects if you're not willing to get out there and build and meet new people and connect with new people. That's just the way it is. And so with that said, how do you even begin to build your mailing list? You might have heard it as mailing list, contact list, connections list, client list, prospect list, but they're all one and the same. Okay, and the pieces of information that you are going to need on your list is going to be, number one, you definitely need the first and last name. You definitely need the email address and the mobile number. Okay, I no longer use the word phone. I use the word mobile number because most people have a smartphone. You need the first and last name because you need to properly know how to address an individual, right? You need the email address because you want to communicate with them via email, and you need their mobile phone because if they give you permission, you're able to text information to them. So that's going to be important. So understanding what pieces of information that you're going to need. Now, As far as the address is concerned, don't worry. You're going to get that a little bit later on, okay? Because after you initially talk with the person, whether verbally or whether you are chatting with them, you can get that address just by letting them know that you'd like to send them something or, you know, what have you. So don't ask for the address online. Okay, so that's the first thing you need to know is what goes into getting the contact information. And you definitely need first name, last name, email, mobile phone, very, very important. The next thing is that you need a platform to collect this information. Okay, and the platform that you need to use can either be a form that you put on your website, or it could be a link that you are using that actually goes to a form, okay? So I want to give you a few free resources. One resource that I have used for a very long time in creating a form is called FormSite, F-O-R-M-S-I-T-E. So F as in Frank, FormSite, F-O-R-M-S-I-T-E, FormSite.com. Free version of that you can get, and it still can be very, very usable. You can also embed it on your WordPress site if you need to as well. So I really like that. The next resource that I like is called Typeform, T-Y-P-E-F-O-R-M, Type T as in Tom, T-Y-P-E-F-O-R-M, Typeform.com. They also have a free version for Typeform, and again, they have a paid version for it as well. But you can get started in the free version because they work perfectly fine, right? Very, very important. And those are, you know, those are two of the primary ones that I have a tendency to actually use, okay? There are some other ones, and I'm putting together a resource list of other forms that you might find helpful, but these are the first two that I want to give you because it, you know, they do indeed work very, very well. If you have multiple businesses, also like on FormSite, you can set up multiple accounts. So I know, for example, I have one account where the username is Successful Woman Radio, and then a password, and then I have one account where the username is Women About Biz, and I have the password. You might follow the same suit. You know, if you have multiple businesses, then you can have multiple accounts that it allows you to have, okay? So now that you have your platform to collect this information, you can either embed the form on your website or you can have a link that goes directly to the form. Now, one website that I use to shorten my links that I like a whole lot is called Bitly. You can also sign up for a free account with Bitly, and you can go to B as in boy, bit.ly. So that's B as in boy, I as in igloo, T as in Tom, dot, L as in Larry, Y as in yard. So that's bit.ly. You can go to Bitly, and Bitly will automatically give you a free account and allows you to keep up with all of the links, URL links that are long that you're shortening so that you can use that like in a form letter, you can use it on Facebook, you can use it on other social media outlets, okay? And it doesn't have to take up all of your space for posting information. And even if you're doing like a postcard and there's a specific website page that you want people to go to but it's too long, you can use the Bitly address instead. So think about that as you are working on learning how to get your mailing list to grow, okay? So now that you know that, you know, the information that you need, you know the type, I've given you two types of platforms to collect that information on, now it's time to look at how are you going to grow your mailing list. Well, the first thing you need to look at is that you actually need what we call a compelling offer. And a compelling offer is something that you can give away or the client is going to want it as it pertains to your industry, okay? So it's a compelling offer. So what can your compelling offer be? You know, you can give away samples and show a picture of the product that you're giving away as a sample. You can offer some free report if you're doing a service. You have to look at what is a compelling offer. Something that compels, it causes a person to want to take action, right? It compels them or convinces them or inspires them to take action on whatever is being offered to them, right? It's not begging. It's compelling, which is different than begging them. Please click on the form. Please, you know, request this product. That's not what you're trying to do. You're trying to compel them, which is a lot different. So I want to encourage you that it's a difference between begging and compelling, okay? So you have to come up with what your compelling offer is going to be. Once you figure out what your compelling offer is going to be, then what you're going to do is one of two things. You're either going to create a lead page, and a lead page is basically just a single web page that doesn't have anything else on there with the exception of your compelling offer. And in addition to the compelling offer, it also has the form for you to collect that information, okay? So that's what that is. So it's a lead page. It's a single one-page website that allows you to have your compelling offer along with a form for people to take advantage of the offer. Very, very important, okay? So that's the next thing that you're going to need is a way for people to take advantage of the compelling offer. So very, very important. And then after people take advantage of the compelling offer, let's say someone does sign up on your mailing list, right? And they sign up, then what is it that they are going to need in order, you know, to stay in contact with you in order to take advantage of other things that you want to offer them? Well, they're going to need to be in communication, or you're going to need to be in communication with them on a consistent level. So then you're going to need what we call a auto flow of emails, okay? And I call it an auto flow of emails, but some people call them autoresponder emails, just different. These are different emails people are going to receive at specific times to offer them something or to share information with them. So ask signs up on your lead page or a page, one page on your website that is dedicated just to that. Once they sign up on that page and give you their information, what needs to happen in between that point of you getting their information and you closing the sale and them actually purchasing something with you? What happens? That is the auto flow of follow-up emails that you're going to set up. The difference is it's going to be automated, and the reason why it's going to be automated is so that it makes it easier for you to stay connected to your prospects, all right? And you can't turn your prospects into customers or clients until you have a system that works for you. And this is what I'm giving you is a system, a way for you to grow your mailing list. I'm giving you that system. Now, once you have all of that set up, now what you need to do is have ways to reach out to individuals. And ways, some of the ways you can reach out to individuals, it will include, okay, consistent posting on Facebook. Okay, I'm not even going to call out any of the others. I'm just going to use Facebook right now. Consistent posting on Facebook, but not just any kind of posting. We don't want to beg anybody to buy something from us, because begging does not work. What we want to do is we want to compel them by sharing relevant information about the product, okay? We also want to share other articles and things that are not exactly from our company, but that will help them to pique their interest, and that's very, very important. Okay, but as you begin to share stuff, you always want to drop the link, okay, to your compelling offer, okay, very, very important. So that's one way to do it. Another way is that you want to, again, invite people from your social media to have a 15 to 20 minute connection call with you. Very, very important. And when they have this connection call with you, it is during this time that, number one, you allow them to share with you what they do, they're in business. But number two, when you get a chance to share, you need to be very clear and specifically listing the benefits out to them that that your services have, and then asking them if it's okay to add them to the mailing list, and they'll get some great tips and resources from time to time. Most people are going to say yes to that, okay? But also you want to ask on the connection call, you want it to lead to providing them with some information on your services or products that can help them as well. So you're going to be getting automatically that email address, their mobile phone number, first and last name. You're going to be getting that information because you're talking to them verbally. And that verbal talking, that verbal communication, it can't be discounted. It really, really does work, okay? And then some other ways to reach out and to grow your list as well is through having contests, which I think are very good. You can have different contests on individuals to win a particular prize of some. Very, very important. You might even go on Google and look for prizes to give away in contests, and you'll see a whole list of things that you can get to give away for during a contest period. So check that out on Google. Go on Google and put in prizes for contests, and you'll find out a lot of different prize giveaways that you can purchase. And look for one that's kind of relevant to what you do. Very, very important, okay? Another way to grow your list is by creating your own radio show online. Blog Talk Radio is a great platform to do that. Of course, it takes a little bit of time to plan your radio show if you've never did one before, but again, that's why I'm here. I can help you with that. So there you have it. You have some ways to grow your mailing list. You have some ways to get started, understanding that you first have to know the information you need to collect, the platform you're going to use, the compelling offer, the lead page, your auto flow of emails or what have you. And by the way, for autoresponders, if you already have an newsletter service that you're using, check and see if it has an autoresponder system. If not, check out MailChimp. It's one of the best ones around, and they have a free email marketing account for up to 500 contacts. So definitely check out MailChimp for that, okay? So hopefully that has helped all of you. And I see that we still have one person who hopefully she still can hear me on the call. Who wants to share her information? The last number is ending in 9900. Last number is ending in 9900. Are you still on the call?
Yes, I am.
Hi. Give us your name and the city, and then share your habit with us.
Oh, this is Tia calling from New York. How are you?
I'm doing good. So what one habit do you have that you are going to eliminate?
Eliminate getting up late. So where
okay.
I used to get up at least 2 hours earlier, I've cut it back,
mm-hmm.
and I noticed a difference with not getting those little things done that I was able to put into that morning schedule. So just giving more time in the morning and going back to that discipline.
Oh, that's a good one. Thanks so much for sharing, Tia.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Wonderful. So Tia said her habit that she has to work on is getting up early. And again, we all have those habits that are holding us back from pushing forward and getting things done in our business. And, of course, when you want new clients and you want to start using new techniques and tactics and plan your business and be the boss that you need to be, you've got to give up some things. You're going to definitely have to sacrifice. And like I said before, I know for me that television is something else. So we will continue this on next week. But Tia and Dr. Angie Ibosi, you both have the e-report workflow makeover. You'll be getting that on tomorrow. I believe I have both of your emails, so you'll be getting that on tomorrow. And for those of you who didn't share yet, don't forget, go ahead and write out a list of habits or a habit that you have that you really want to work on. And I'll keep you guys updated with the habit that I have that I'm working on and share with you what I was able to accomplish this week by not watching any television for the week. I definitely will be sharing that. I also want to make sure that I give you just a little bit more information on your holiday campaign. I hope you guys have gotten your holiday campaign started and that you are well on your way to setting everything up for this year's holiday season. So please, please make sure that you do that. So I want to recommend that you also look at having a holiday gathering. You can have a cookie swap. Remember, I don't know if you guys remember the cookie swap where everybody brings a home-baked good or a baked item and you swap cookies. Well, that it's something just that simple allows you to gather a lot of people where you can also give them a presentation on your service or your product. So you could have a goodie bag where you also give them a sample of your product or give them a coupon if you have a service-oriented business. So, again, you can start thinking of different things to do during the holiday season that's going to generate more revenue for you and also more interest for your business. Well, ladies, that's all for today. We had a lot to cover. I hope you took some good notes and enjoyed it, and I look forward to sharing more with you on next Monday on Successful Woman Radio. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.